I'm Bill McFadden. I'm the founder and publisher of NewsHawk and the board chairman of the Goleta Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for joining us for the 12th annual State of the City Luncheon. To get things started, it's my honor to introduce Tiana Ringer and Goleta from the Dos Pueblos Engineering Academy and Goleta Teen of the Year, Michael Diaz, also from Dos Pueblos, to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
And salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Tiana and Michael. On behalf of the Board of Directors of the Goleta Chamber of Commerce, I want to thank you again for being here today at our 12th annual State of the City Luncheon. We are grateful for our continued partnership with the City of Goleta, and we're pleased to bring the business community this presentation. The State of the City Luncheon has become one of the Chamber's signature events for South Coast businesses, with nearly 400 of you here today. This gathering should serve as an important reminder not just of the role that business plays in a community's quality of life and economic vitality, but that our companies, large and small, and the 35,000 employees we represent are the city's constituents too. We are grateful that you're here with us. Now, it says here in the script that I was given that I get to talk about NewsHawk at this point. It says so right here, and Courtney never makes a mistake. It's my favorite topic, so you're going to have to indulge me. NewsHawk is proud to be a presenting sponsor today, and I'm just as proud to say that we have been a member of the Goleta Chamber of Commerce since before we were hatched in 2007. The Chamber is an incredible ally and champion of small businesses like ours, and it's played an important role in our success. I'm grateful that the Chamber has recognized us in the past with Goleta's Finest Awards for Entrepreneur of the Year and Small Business of the Year. My business partners, Tom Bolton and Kim Clark, are here today, as are a few members of Team NewsHawk, Gianna Magnoli, Brooke Holland, and Sheridan Taphorn. We've come a long, long way in the last 12 years. From the start, we were concentrated on Goleta and Santa Barbara because that was where the biggest needs were. Since then, we've steadily grown to cover more and more of Santa Barbara County. As you all know, our disaster reporting and breaking news are unmatched. I always say if it involves drama and inconvenience, we're there. In addition to local news, we specialize in government, K-12 education, business, nonprofits, and sports. 21,000 people read NewsHawk every day, and increasingly, we find that our relationship with our audience is an ongoing, two-way conversation. Back when Tom, Kim, and I were toiling away for a Fossil Media newspaper, we never could have imagined such a thing. But we also never imagined the phenomenon of news deserts that, even with NewsHawk's presence, have established footholds in three corners of Santa Barbara County. The consequences are a real threat to our communities and to our democracy. To provide some perspective, in Goleta and Santa Barbara, only NewsHawk is consistently covering the city councils, school boards, and planning commissions. But those are just a handful of government agencies and departments, and there are many more that could use, that must have, a public watchdog and the accountability that follows. When routine government meetings and functions are not covered, citizens are shut out of learning about proposed tax and fee increases, regulatory changes, important policy issues, and even local candidates for public office. Into that void step social media news feeds that are mostly fact-free and often promoting specific political agendas. Ask yourself if you've ever encountered this. I guarantee that most of you have. We at NewsHawk think it is our civic responsibility to do something about it and have been mapping out an ambitious expansion plan to do just that. Today is not the time and this is not the place, but I look forward to enlisting all of you in this exciting effort. Talk to us afterward. Thank you, and thank you for your support. But that's enough about us. It is my pleasure to introduce Kristen Miller, our president and CEO, and a tireless advocate for Goleta.
Thank you, Bill. Goleta is truly the good land. We enjoy the unique benefit of being a coastal community with a thriving industrial core. Innovative businesses are growing the next generation of science and research, and it all comes together with government to ensure our community runs smoothly. We so appreciate our positive relationship with the City of Goleta and the collaboration on this, our 12th annual State of the City. Welcome. As you know, great events like this in such a beautiful location could not be possible without the support of our sponsors, and we're extremely thankful for the continued and growing support from our business community. I'm going to start today by thanking and introducing our presenting sponsors to each get to share a few words with you. It's my pleasure to introduce Roberto Van Gienen, General Manager of the Ritz-Carlton Bacara.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is a great honor and pleasure to welcome you to the Ritz-Carlton Bacara. It is so great to see so many of you that have been here before. But in the unlikely event that you have not been here for a year and you were at this event last year, just a few words about what has happened at the Ritz-Carlton Bacara in the last very inspiring year. First of all, we've had the great honor of taking an incredible team of ladies and gentlemen that was here before and add a huge amount of talent to our team in the right places. From culinary to engineering to other areas. We've added about 250 ladies and gentlemen to our team. We also enhanced all of our equipment. For example, we unpacked 1 million pieces of china not very long ago. Some of it you're using today. But most importantly, I'm here to tell you about the enhancements to the physical site of this wonderful place. You've walked into our brand new lobby, which we just launched, past our brand new bar, which is just finalized. We have the new ocean terrace, which has a beautiful view of the ocean. We're just about to reopen our spa and fitness center, which will be brand new as well. And we just recently launched the Ritz-Carlton Club, which is a very special feature of Ritz-Carlton Hotels. But most importantly, I'm here to tell you how important you are to us and how important the community is to the Ritz-Carlton. And therefore, I hope to see all of you here very often and wish you a very pleasant afternoon. Thank you.
And now I'd like to introduce Trevor Large from Beineck, Favre, Archbold, Spray.
The attorneys at Beineck, Favre, Archbold, and Spray are proud to be a part of this community. We enjoy seeing our business clients grow and thrive. We appreciate the individuals who work with our firm to solve their various legal needs. Many of you in this room trust us to represent you, and we thank you for that trust, and we hope that we have and will continue to earn it. But I also want to thank Kristen and the Goleta Chamber. I'm honored and proud to work with and the work done by this organization. Unlike many chambers of commerce, we don't focus solely on business. Rather, we represent the community as a whole. From putting on events like the Lemon Festival or partnering with the Goleta Education Foundation, whose sole purpose is to help the youth in this community, the Goleta Chamber is not focused on one subset of all of our neighbors. We're committed to making sure that all of our residents have a good place to live, have a good job to support their life, and that the area has great parks, restaurants, and other amenities that make this a wonderful place to live and work. For all of that, my firm and I are very proud to be a part of this chamber, and I want to thank Kristen and her team and the board for allowing me to participate in all of their success. Thank you.
Thank you. And now may I introduce Janet Garufas from Montecito Bank and Trust.
Thank you, Kristen. Like Trevor, I am also a very proud member of the Chamber Board here in Goleta, and I think Kristen and her team do such an extraordinary job, so we should give them all a big round of applause and say thank you. So Montecito Bank and Trust is also an employer in this town. We employ probably close to 100 people in Goleta, and we're glad to do it. We have a very large operations center here over at 6950 Hollister, and two branches, and I hope some of you have come in and seen our branches and experienced all that Montecito Bank and Trust has to offer. It's a pleasure for us to work directly with business owners like you and the community organizations, leaders, and individuals that make Goleta and the Central Coast such a special place to live. And I'm always truly impressed and kind of overcome when I come to this event or any chamber event in Goleta, because it's always a love fest. You all love working with each other and you love supporting your community. And I think that that's really a very unique and special thing. And I don't know if it's because cityhood is rather new here or if it's because you're all just really extraordinary people, but I really love to be a part of it. On behalf of the employees of Montecito Bank and Trust, we are so proud that we have received the best 16 Best Bank Awards in the last 6 years, including the 2017 Bank of the Year by the Western Independent Bankers. We're also the number two best bank to work for in all of the United States, named by American Banker in 2018, which makes us also number one in California. So if you would like to work for Montecito Bank and Trust, we would like to know who you are. We think you'll have a good time. Our mission's simple: to make the communities we serve better places to live and work. And we do that by listening to the community and making sure that every decision we make, every person we hire, every product we offer is designed to meet your needs. And everything we do is a reflection of you, our community, because without you, we can't do what we do. And we like to say that behind every great community, like Goleta, there's a great bank, and we're proud to be that great bank. We thank you very much. We're honored to be here today and very happy to sponsor this terrific event. Thank you.
And I'd like to introduce Derek Hansen from the Tobes Group.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Kristen, Chamber, City, everyone who's here. Certainly want to give a quick shout out to Craig Minus, our newest Chamber board member, obviously TG, and it's okay to say TG. You know, the Tobes Group has had a very nice run, but it is okay to say TG. We're shortening that up. Kind of has a ring to it. You know, we've really been talking a lot about community, and obviously for a company that is in business and the business we are in, property management, it is something that is very, very important to us. When we look out at the community, we certainly appreciate all the folks like yourselves, all of our team members, everyone who puts those efforts into really making this a community. It is a special place. It is a place where I think people can live and thrive. I know this winter had a few moments for all of us that essentially were a little nerve-wracking. But as the hills certainly have greened up and the splendor of the area has come about, it is certainly a beautiful place. And there is a sense of optimism. I think everyone looks out at this year and feels that not only the city, but the activities in our area are certainly starting to bloom just like the hills. And one area I would like to just give a big shout out to is on the City of Goleta and their recent award for the Public Works and the award that they received from the AWPA in regards to the Goleta bike path and then the access plan on Hollister. You know, that really typifies what the community is all about. A bicycle plan, an access to a school, the ability for people to walk on that bike path or ride on that bike path and see their neighbors and talk to their friends. That is what really makes a community. And every speaker has spoken about that topic. And obviously, we take that near and dear. And certainly, we enjoy all of the information we get from our residents and tenants that enjoy our bike fix-it stations. And you know, it is a beautiful day on the Central Coast when mom, dad, grandma, grandpa has to fix that flat tire at one of our fix-it stations to keep the family day going. So cheers to you all and have a great day.
But in addition to these presenting sponsors, we have many businesses who have also contributed to make today so special. Please help me thank Camino Real Marketplace, Deckers Brands, ExxonMobil, FLIR Commercial Vision Systems, Goleta Valley Cottage Hospital, Plains All-American, Marborg Industries, Rabobank, Sansom Clinic, Santa Barbara Airport, Southern California Edison, and Winslow Goleta. Thank you to these sponsors. Businesses investing in Goleta and our chamber. I have table sponsors as well. I'd like to recognize and thank American Riviera Bank, Atlantic Aviation, Brown & Brown Insurance, Brownstein Hyatt Farber Schreck, Community West Bank, Courtyard Marriott Santa Barbara Goleta, Hollister Village, Impulse Advanced Communications, Carl Stores, and Latitude 34 Technologies. Thank you to these sponsors. We couldn't do it without you, and there's more. Pacific Premier Bank, Residence Inn Santa Barbara and Goleta, Santa Barbara Association of Realtors, Santa Barbara County Firefighters, Santa Barbara Independent, Santa Barbara Metropolitan Transit District, Signature Flight Support, Spherion Staffing Services, UC Santa Barbara, Village Properties, and Visit Santa Barbara. Thank you to these businesses. You are all a part of what makes the Goodland great. And a special thanks to Five Star Audiovisual, Jay Farbman Photography, Synergy Computing, Anna's Bakery, and Jano Printing. Clap now, you're gonna like that cookie from Anna's. We're so grateful when we have elected officials join us in the room today, and we have several with us today. Of course, from the city of Goleta, let me recognize our mayor, Paula Perotti. And Mayor Pro Tem Kyle Richards. Councilmember Roger Aceves. Councilmember Stuart Kasdan. And Councilmember James Carriaca. From Goleta West Sanitary District, Eva Turinchalk, David Bierman, and Craig Geyer. From Goleta Sanitary District, George Emerson. Our Sheriff, Bill Brown. From Goleta Union School District, Luz Reyes Martin. From the Office of Salud Carbajal, Jesse Abadi. And from Senator Hannabeth Jackson's office, Hannah Sullivan. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you, Kristen. It is now my honor to introduce Goleta Mayor Paula Perotti to give the State of the City address.
Well, welcome everyone. It's a pleasure to see all of you here in this room. And I'm here to tell you that it's an honor and a privilege to stand here today as Goleta's mayor to tell you that the state of our city is strong, potent, powerful, and prosperous, and getting more so every day. This is not an accident. I give credit to the ambitious efforts and old-fashioned hard work of our staff and our numerous committees, commissions, and volunteers, and the determination of our activist residents to keep Goleta the good land. And thanks are due to our dedicated and talented council for their passion, commitment, and devotion to Goleta's past, present, and future. I'm going to provide a few the highlights of State of Our City, and I will start by saying we are whelmed. Not overwhelmed, but certainly with much work and many challenges ahead. To review great progress in many areas, let's start with public safety. We welcome our new police chief, Lieutenant Teals, and Sergeant Maxwell, the new head of Goleta's traffic unit. We're confident that with their leadership, we'll continue to be one of the safest cities in California. When we think of public safety, we should also think of our roads, sidewalks, and bike paths. Things our public works has been very busy with. The recently approved bicycle pedestrian master plan for the entire city was expanded and will improve the walking and cycling network in the city, making it safer and easier to walk and bike. The Hollister, which was mentioned a little while ago, multi-purpose path near Elwood School, was completed in 2018 and received the Project of the Year Award from the American Public Works Association. Cathedral Oaks, between Fairview and Los Caneros, is being repaved right now. The Fairview Sidewalk Infill Project by Fairview Gardens and the Goleta Valley Library is also underway. And there are many improvements completed or underway in Old Town. We are committed to updates and improvements that respect the residents and businesses while avoiding gentrification. For example, Old Town Sidewalk Project will construct sidewalks on at least one side of all residential streets. The Complete Streets program make Old Town Streets safer for all travel modes. And we are going to take measures to improve access to walking there. We are determined to improve the quality of life for the residents and visitors by making it more appealing to walk, cycle, drive, shop, and dine there. And we have other circulation improvements, not just in Old Town. Public Works has ambitious plans for a Hawk Signal at Hollister and Chapel, that's very near the hospital, Kai Rial in Kingston. A mid-block pedestrian activated crosswalk is also planned on Kai Rial between Fairview and Kellogg to help get the pedestrians across the street safely. We secured a $14 million active transportation grant for the San Jose Creek multi-use path. When completed, it will connect much of the existing bike and pedestrian routes between north and south of Highway 101. We recently received a grant for $13 million to move forward in the development of a new multimodal train station at the existing Goleta Amtrak platform. This is expected to help hundreds of Ventura, Oxnard, and Carpinteria commuters get here by train and should free up the roads. Planning and Environmental Review Department has been making real progress. We were recertified as the Green Business by the Green Business Program of Santa Barbara County, which goes along with our resolve to have 100% renewable energy of all city-owned facilities by 2030. Also, as a step forward, realizing our 100% renewable energy goals, we are close to completing a strategic energy plan. This is in partnership with Santa Barbara County and other South Coast cities. We're actively working on a historical preservation ordinance that will preserve Goleta's historical resources. And our new zoning code should be completed this year and will align our zoning with our general plan. The Monarch Butterfly Habitat Management Plan has been approved. And we are committed to protecting the Elwood Mesa and the Butterfly Preserve and ensure safe public access to the preserve, Elwood Mesa, the beach, and ocean. Over $3.9 million of state funding secured by State Senator Hannah Beth Jackson will help us make access safer and allow us to plant and nurture the replacement trees there. A cannabis ordinance is imminent that will tailor the growing, processing, and sales of cannabis to the new state laws legalizing them. We need to balance the needs of this growing industry with protection of our residents and especially our youth. Goleta's new granny unit ordinance will tailor Goleta's needs to California's new laws in this area. And last, but certainly not least, we continue to work closely with the State Lands Commission as it decommissions Platform Holly and Piers 421 and 422 to end oil drilling, extraction, and processing on Goleta's shores. Finance. I don't want to steal our city manager, Michelle Green's thunder, except to say that our finances are strong, with record high reserves that should help us through virtually any emergency or downturn. I do want to congratulate Michelle and her team for earning a comprehensive annual financial report award and a municipal budget award from the Government Finance Officers Association. Good job. Neighborhood services, recreation is filled with opportunities. The long-awaited Johnny D. Wallace Neighborhood Park in Old Town held its opening celebration on March 30th. It is now open to our community with activities and facilities for residents of all ages and abilities. We are working on addressing needs in four parks: Berkeley, Andamar, Winchester 1 and 2. And we have plans to upgrade the play equipment at all these parks. Our parks master plan will be brought back to the council by the end of this fiscal year. The first year of Monarch Moves program launched at Evergreen Park for students to learn about monarch butterflies and highlight this jewel in our community. And we also just purchased an all-electric parking enforcement vehicle and are using it to help respond to parking issues. And again, last but not certainly not least, we took over management of the Goleta Library last July. This has allowed us to improve library services while lowering our overall library costs. And as you may have heard, we had a ribbon cutting at the newly remodeled Jake Boisel Children's Room at the library, and we encourage all kids to take advantage of all it has to offer. Public engagement. Work continues with our Public Engagement Commission. Council has already acted on the commission's early recommendation to increase public participation. Starting this fall, virtually all city council meetings will take place in the evening, so that residents will not have to choose between working and attending afternoon meetings. The city's first community lead Goleta Academy is underway with a class of 20 residents. The Academy's purpose is to help residents learn how Goleta works so that they will become empowered to advocate for and discuss local issues. We expect more academies in the future, including a program in Spanish. All these achievements and more are possible only because we did this together. Please join me in congratulating staff, volunteers, residents, and businesses for this strong state of our city and for carrying on the tradition of Goleta as the good land. And now, with all this great news, we recognize that many challenges and opportunities lie ahead. We know people are excited about the new Target, which is expected to open this fall, where Kmart used to be at Stork and Hollister. And we are focusing on mitigating the new traffic that may be generated by this already at this already busy intersection. Beach cleanup of oil relics is continuing. We are determined to work with the state lands to safeguard and improve public access to Goleta's beaches. UCSB enrollment has grown to over 25,000 students, along with more faculty and staff. And we are we're in conversations with UCSB right now, especially how to manage and mitigate the impacts on traffic, housing, and city services. Other environmental challenges always loom, such as monitoring and stopping hydrogen sulfide emissions and dealing with possible oil drilling and transportation. And longer term, we need to focus on addressing the growing impacts of climate change through actions such as providing more incentives for solar panels, battery storage, environmentally friendly materials, and energy conserving construction. We're also committed to promoting alternatives to single occupancy motor vehicles every way we can. Memories of the recent drought are never far away. Though I'd like to take credit for the recent rains, I sure don't want to be blamed if it stops for another 8 years. And the groundwater that got us through the drought years is still depleted and may take 5 years of above normal rainfall to recharge. We are convinced that we must continue to conserve and even increase water conservation, such as by using more recycled water in landscaping. We continue to have a shortage of housing that people can afford. New state laws are being proposed that could require construction of many very low and low-income housing units. Almost all of the 800 residential units recently constructed are affordable only to those people with income well above the area median. We will strive to follow state law without diminishing the special character of our community and our neighborhoods. And we are determined to face all these challenges head on. As you know, having exceptional personnel is key to accomplishing our goals. We are fortunate to have Charles Ebling, Charlie, join our team as Director of Public Works. We're in the process of hiring a new Deputy City Manager and filling the position of Community Relations Manager. We have filled a number of other staff positions to bring us closer to full strength. In addition, newly elected Councilmember James Carriaco has brought new ideas and experiences with him. This new team positions us for a new and even brighter future. I'd like to take a moment right now to have our staff here today stand and be recognized, and I'm going to call out your name, so please hold the applause maybe till the end. Michelle Green, Allison Gray, Charlie Ebling, Deborah Lopez, Jamie Shaw, Jaime Valdez, Joanne Plummer, Luke Rio, Peter Imhoff, Todd Mitchell, Vito Adamidas. Thank you. Couldn't do it without them. And from the Sheriff's Department, I'd like to, again, hold your applause. I'd like to ask Sheriff Bill Brown to please stand and be recognized, Santa Barbara County Fire Chief Mark Hartwig, Undersheriff Saul Linder, Commander Kevin Huddle, Lieutenant Brian Thielst, Chief of Police Services for the City of Goleta, Sergeant John Maxwell, Motors Unit Supervisor, Community Resource Deputy Dave Valadez. Thank you. Thank you for your dedication and service. Okay, so where do we go from here? Now is the time for us to look forward and plan our city so that looks like the Goleta we want. As someone once said, it's not enough to be up to date, you have to be up to tomorrow. We need a vision to address the opportunities and threats that loom in the near future for major forces such as climate change, changing demographics, and a changing retail environment brought on by the internet. As someone once said, change is inevitable, except from vending machines. Our vision must accept change. However successful we are in the now, to secure a brighter future, we need vision to guide our plans and actions. As said in a Japanese proverb, vision without action is a daydream. Action without vision is a nightmare. So I want to take just a moment to tell you four principles that I believe should guide both our vision and our actions, not just to keep Goleta the good land, but to move us forward to making Goleta a great land. First, some cities define themselves as manufacturing-oriented, or high-tech-oriented, or tourist-oriented, but I think our vision should start with being people-oriented. Every city has buildings, roads, parks, jobs, weather. The biggest variable is the people, our skills, culture, ambition, and how we interact. People are our most valuable asset. People with our most valuable asset have a life expectancy of 80 years. How do we make the most of this asset? How do we make sure we attract the best people and make us the most productive and produce people moving away so we don't suffer a constant brain drain? We must attract and keep people of different ages and backgrounds with our premier quality of life. We have great libraries and schools, diligent environmental protections, expanding recreational opportunities, good roads, solid police, and fire services, and more. We must provide and nurture incubators for new startups. And we must do our best to increase affordability of housing and commercial space. Second, we must pursue and achieve public trust and participation to get the best ideas and commitment to our common goals. As we need to do this every day, not just through gatherings, annual State of the City like this one, but every day. Our city is committed to being user-friendly, and where we define user as every Goleta resident, business, nonprofit, and visitor. We must continue to embrace public participation, open meetings, open processes, and communication, such as we've been doing in our zoning code revision, with numerous workshops and hearings supported by detailed documentation and significant opportunities for public comment. Third, we must gain leverage through cooperation. Local governments cannot and should not try to fund it all and do it all. Our vision must create and foster partnerships with nonprofits, service clubs, community groups, and business groups. And our vision must support our business community that provides goods and services in the free market. And in our vision, we must interact regionally with nearby cities, the county, state, feds, and UCSB, especially in the critical areas of roads and traffic, water, energy, emergency planning and response, public safety, and social services. Finally, we need to achieve and assure sustainability. At the very least, this means that we need to protect our environment, but it also means that we need to live within our resources on this precious but fragile shelf between the mountains and the Pacific Ocean. As we plan for water, transportation, housing, energy, and all resources and services that are not vital for vital for a vibrant community, we must not upset the delicate balance that defines our community's special character and quality of life. Sustainability is not just a means to an end, but part of the end itself. Still, we are greatly challenged to construct a vision for our city that can anticipate and plan for an unknown future, a future sure to bring rapid technological and social changes. The solution may lie in something Abraham Lincoln is credited with saying, "Best way to predict a future is to create it." So I say, now is the time for us to join together to create our own vision of what could be Goleta, the great land. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We've come a long way in promoting Goleta as a destination to our close neighbors in Southern California as well as the world. The Chamber sits in a unique position in a public-private partnership that includes funding from the Tourism Business Improvement District, a hospitality organization, and the City of Goleta with transient occupancy tax funds. Revenues related to tourism, hospitality, and lodging are a major source of funding for the City of Goleta and an important economic driver. The Chamber has been running a robust campaign to promote Goleta, but today, we want to share with you a unique regional collaboration that we did with our friends throughout the county. After last year's natural disasters, Visit Santa Barbara spearheaded an event, bringing together Goleta, Santa Barbara, San Ynez Valley, and Santa Maria to showcase our entire region and the variety of things there are to do and see here. This feel-good event helped us rebound emotionally and economically from the disasters of 2018. We worked together on Chroma, a pop-up shop in Los Angeles, to re-invite our closest neighbors back to our area. Please take a look. You like all the lemons? This was a fun and effective event that brought our partners in the county, together. Now, it is my pleasure to introduce our city manager, Michelle Green, for our financial report.
Good afternoon, everyone. Before I get started, I just want to add that we also have our assistant city attorney, Winnie Kai, here with us today. She wasn't called out earlier, but we certainly support her coming here today, and thank you very much. But I have an amazing team. Each and every one of the staff members and the council members that I work with really help me do what I do every day, and I appreciate all of them very much. So it's a pleasure for me to talk to you today about our financial outlook. We're approaching the start of a new two-year budget cycle and are in the process of adjusting our forecast to meet the city's needs over the next two fiscal years. Ensuring that the city has the resources to meet its obligations is critical. To do this, we look at past revenue trends, reserve funds, and other economic indicators to forecast the city's fiscal health. And today, the city's financial outlook remains positive. Because over the past 17 years, our revenue base has increased steadily, and it's allowed the city to meet the needs of the community and to establish a healthy reserve fund. As you'll see in the slides behind me, our revenues have remained strong, primarily due to healthy transient occupancy tax, also known as TOT, sales tax, and property tax receipts, which together make up 85% of the city's total revenues. TOT leads the top three at 37%, while sales tax and property tax come in at 23% and 25% respectively. And the next chart shows in dollars what the top three generators contribute to the city's revenue stream. TOT revenues were $10.1 million for fiscal year 17-18 and are projected to be over $9.8 million in the current fiscal year. And sales tax is expected to increase as well, going from $6.4 million last year to a projected $6.6 million by the end of the current fiscal year. But despite this growth in sales tax, the city remains conservative in its outlook for future years, as I think we all do, and projects sales tax to maintain current levels with some minor fluctuations. And the reason is we are still seeing some impacts on traditional brick and mortar retails with the closure of Kmart and Osh and Pacific Sales. But we are confident that new stores like Home Goods, Dollar Tree, and Target will keep sales tax on track. Property tax is expected to increase slightly this year, rising to about $6.5 million. And this can be attributed in part to the increased assessed valuations through recent sales, but also the additional housing inventory that's within our city limits. It's critical for the city's fiscal stability that we maintain a balanced budget, a healthy contingency reserve, while also meeting the city's various needs. The city's budget is structurally balanced, with projected expenditures at $32 million for just this year. In addition, the general fund is projected to close out the year with an unobligated fund balance of over $3.8 million. Furthermore, the City Council's prudent reserve policies and careful planning have resulted in a healthy contingency reserve, which is projected to be over $8 million this year. In addition to stable revenue projections and a robust reserve and fund balance, there are other indicators that reflect a healthy local economy for those who live and work in Goleta. The unemployment rate is currently at just 2.3%, and the Federal Reserve considers a base unemployment rate of 4% to 4.6% as full employment. So we are doing incredibly well. But also, our unemployment rate is lower than most cities in the county, so we're doubly blessed. In the area of commercial real estate, Goleta currently has vacancy rates of just 6.2% for office space, only 2.1% for retail space, and just 5.9% for industrial space. Low vacancy rates are considered favorable and reflect a very high demand for businesses like yourselves to locate in Goleta and become part of our very vibrant economic engine. So as you leave here today, I hope you'll remember this. The state of our city is optimistic. Our city council and staff are closely monitoring revenues, expenditures, and critical economic indicators, and our financial forecast looks positive. We're working to increase our reserve funds, so we have the resources available to deliver some of the projects you're about to hear from our staff. So we hope you'll engage with us in the coming year as we work hard for the good of Goleta. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. As we've just heard from the mayor and the city manager, there is a lot going on at City Hall. We have a few of the city's department directors and officials with us today to provide you with an update on some major projects and initiatives that are in the works. Let's start with Peter Imhoff, the Planning and Environmental Review Director, to give us an update on the new zoning ordinance.
Thank you, Bill. Completing the new zoning ordinance remains the Planning and Environmental Review Department's highest work priority, and I'm pleased to report we're making steady progress. After a few delays, a draft zoning ordinance was published in January. The current draft implements the city's adopted 2006 general plan and responds to extensive public comments received on a 2015 draft. So far, it has been very well received by the community. For anyone interested in following it more closely, a key issues guide is available on the city's website, which highlights the major challenges and issues addressed by the draft zoning ordinance. The draft NZO is currently being reviewed by the Planning Commission in a series of 7 workshops, which will wrap up in May with a joint Planning Commission and Council workshop. The Planning Department also hosted a series of open houses in February and will host at least a few more later in the process. Advanced planning staff anticipates bringing the draft zoning ordinance to council next fall with an environmental document, and we hope to have it adopted by the end of this calendar year. Following adoption as a next step, we will be packaging up the new zoning ordinance together with the general plan as a local coastal program, which we will send to the California Coastal Commission for certification.
You can clap. Thank you, Peter. Next, we have Public Works Director Charlie Ebling with a report on Old Town.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. The city continues to have a number of efforts focused on Old Town Goleta, and I'll just highlight a few of these today. The city recently was awarded $14 million from the California Transportation Commission for the San Jose Creek Bike Path Project. This project will complete a 3-mile-long bicycle and pedestrian pathway connecting the areas north of US 101 to the Auburn Trail and San Jose Creek North bike path. This project is an important link of the much larger regional San Jose Creek bike path system, which extends from the Auburn Trail to Cathedral Oaks. The city is currently working on the conceptual design and environmental review. The project involves close coordination with Caltrans, the County of Santa Barbara, and the Union Pacific Railroad. Construction is anticipated in 2023. In January 2016, the city received a Transportation Investment Generating Economic Recovery, or TIGER, grant from the federal government to develop complete streets corridor plan along Hollister Avenue between Fairview Avenue and State Route 217. The purpose of the plan is to prioritize and enhance safety and improvement access and mobility for all forms of transportation. Hollister Avenue will become more appealing to walk, bike, and drive for residents, employees, and visitors alike. Three alternatives for Hollister Avenue have been developed. They consist of a range of features which identified through engineering studies and public outreach. All of the alternatives include safety improvements for bicycles, pedestrians, and transit. Two of the identified alternatives include what's called a road diet, in which there would be a decrease in the number of traffic lanes on Hollister in Old Town from 4 lanes to 2 lanes, one in each direction. Other features included in the alternatives consist of widened sidewalks, class 2 bike lanes, shortened pedestrian crossings at street intersections, high visibility crosswalks, back in angled parking, and improved transit facilities. A final draft plan will be presented to the City Council this spring. After approval and adoption of the corridor plan, conceptual design and environmental review for the identified preferred alternative will begin. We are also working on seismic and ADA improvements to the Goleta Valley Community Center's main building. This property, built in 1927, is in need of significant repairs and upgrades. Last fall, the city received a FEMA grant for this purpose. Public Works is working with a consultant to design the seismic improvements, and the design is anticipated to be completed this fall. Public Works is also embarking on an Old Town traffic analysis that will provide a complete picture of parking in Old Town. Looking at safety and timed parking, the study will integrate previous studies and current work efforts to provide a comprehensive snapshot of parking challenges and opportunities in Old Town Goleta.
Thank you, Charlie. Now let's bring back Peter Imhoff again with the highlights of cannabis.
Hello again. The city's cannabis ordinance responds to Prop 64 and new state law making recreational cannabis legal in California. The first version was adopted in June 2018. In addition to a business license, it required conditional use permits for cannabis retail and land use permits for all other cannabis uses, setting a cap of 15 retail stores in the city, subject to a 300-foot buffer between retail storefronts. The first attempt has proved somewhat unwieldy in practice and resulted in a concentration of cannabis retail business applications in Old Town. To address issues raised by the first version, the city is presently processing a general plan amendment and zoning ordinance amendment. These amendments will do several things: revisit and likely increase buffer requirements for retail stores, shift permit approvals from planning permits, conditional use permits, and land use permits requiring CEQA compliance to business licenses only, similar to the approach used for other retail stores and businesses. Cannabis business will still need to comply with zoning requirements, but these will be checked through the business license process. On April 16th, the City Council is scheduled to consider these proposed changes as well as the Planning Commission's recommendations. The city has 15 permit applications now for retail stores pending, in addition to multiple permits for non-retail cannabis businesses. The city will continue to process pending applications under the currently adopted ordinance until the new ordinance and general plan amendment are adopted.
Thank you, Peter. Next, we have Vito Automatis, Neighborhood Services and Public Safety Director, with a report on Goleta's newest fire station.
Thank you, Bill, and good afternoon, everyone. The need for a new fire station to serve Western Goleta was originally identified in 1967 and has been a priority for the Santa Barbara County Fire Department and the City of Goleta since the city incorporated. Fire Station 10 will be the fourth fire station in Goleta and the second one south of the 101 freeway. It will be located at 7952 Hollister Avenue, near the intersection of Hollister Avenue and the Cathedral Oaks overcrossing. Public safety in general, police and fire services, are a high priority of the City Council. Consistent with this priority, the development of Fire Station 10 will reduce response times for calls for service and add an important backup to the other fire stations and possibly include a water rescue team to be able to deploy from Haskell's Beach. Fire Station 10 will also provide an important and reassuring presence in the community during fires, floods, and other emergencies. The city of Goleta acquired the property for Fire Station 10 in 2009 and entered into a memorandum of understanding with the Santa Barbara County Fire Department for the development of the fire station. Fire Station 10 will be located on a 1.2-acre parcel and will include a 3-apparatus bay fire station of approximately 11,600 square feet. The project will include architectural design elements and be built to silver LEED standards. It will include solar panels and hydrogen sulfide monitoring equipment. The fire station will include a community meeting room and training room, in addition to the operational areas in the station. Fire Station 10 will also include a bifurcated above-ground fuel tank for gasoline and diesel fuel and have an emergency generator for backup power. The city is proud of the collaborative work with the community in the development of Fire Station 10 through community workshops and several follow-up efforts to consider input into the design of the Fire Station 10 project. The City Council took final actions on December 4th of last year to approve Fire Station 10. This is a long way since 1967. That approval allowed for an application to be submitted to the California Coastal Commission for a coastal development permit, representing the last step in the permitting process before Fire Station 10 can proceed to construction. Once approved by the California Coastal Commission, staff will request authorization from the City Council to go out to bid for award of the construction contract. Construction is estimated to take between 12 to 18 months. We look forward to bringing this important project to the community and helping to enhance and improve the level of public safety services for the residents of Goleta. Thank you.
Thank you, Vito. Now I'd like to bring up Jaime Valdez, the Senior Project Manager in the Neighborhood Services and Public Safety Department, for an update on the Goleta Depot.
Thank you, Bill. Good afternoon, everyone. The city is developing a new multimodal train station at the existing location of the Amtrak platform on South La Patera Lane Road off of Hollister Avenue. By creating a full-service station, the city hopes to increase train ridership, improve connections to bus transit, accommodate transit service to and from the Santa Barbara Airport and UCSB. It would also add new bicycle and pedestrian facilities, allow accommodation for future additional train storage that will support increased commuter rail needs. In April of 2018, the California State Transportation Agency awarded a $13 million grant to the project. In May of 2018, the city closed escrow on the purchase of the former direct relief building located on 2.5 acres at 27 South La Patera Lane to develop this train depot. The new train depot building will be approximately 8,000 square feet and will include a lobby, electronic ticketing area, waiting room, cafe, community room, restrooms, shower and changing facilities, bike storage, and baggage storage lockers. The project also includes the acquisition of an airport shuttle bus for use in providing shuttle service between the airport and the train depot, a one-way distance of approximately 2 miles. In January of this year, the city, along with its consultant, began preparation of a station area master plan for the Goleta Train Depot project. The station area master plan, which is a requirement under the grant, seeks to ensure a comprehensive planning approach that addresses existing deficiencies and community needs while providing realistic, implementable solutions. It will ultimately help inform the design and delivery of the Goleta Train Depot. The city also put out a request for proposals for professional design services, which closed at the end of February. Selection of the design team will go to City Council for approval, and that's when the heavy lifting really begins. The grant the city received requires that the project be delivered by the end of 2023. It will be a monumental effort requiring a great deal of collaboration with numerous stakeholders. We look forward to bringing this much needed and desired project to our residents, employers, employees, and visitors to the Goodland. Thank you.
Thank you, Jaime. And here's Joanne Plummer, Parks and Recreation Manager in the Neighborhood Services and Public Safety Department, with a report on some exciting recreation opportunities in Old Town, including the world's coolest new park.
Good afternoon. It's been an exciting year in the land of recreation. This year, we'll be renovating the athletic field behind the Goleta Valley Community Center, the area adjacent to the Boys and Girls Club. In 2017, the city received a grant from the state of California, which allowed us to consider renovation of this field that has been taken over by gophers and has become a challenging place for children to play. As you know, there are no schools in Old Town, and until this year, this space was the only open grass area for children and families in this part of Goleta. This project is going out to bid, and we are excited to announce that we are going to be taking this turf area back from those gophers. We know the Boys and Girls Club sees hundreds of children each day throughout their doors, and we are excited to provide a safe grass area for them, the participants at the community center, and the residents in the area to run and play. In addition to the play field, this project includes a walking path, gopher mesh, new irrigation, and new turf. The design includes fitness equipment, benches, and a bocce court, which will be completed based on funding availability after bids are received. The project is estimated to take no more than 40 days, so we're hoping to have children playing on that grass this summer. On March 30th, we dedicated the Johnny D. Wallace Neighborhood Park. This historic and highly anticipated project has been one on the books for Goleta since we adopted our general plan in 2006. There was always a vision to see a neighborhood park at 170 South Kellogg Avenue, and in 2011, the City Council authorized the purchase of the property to make this dream come true. The design of the park was created through dedicated community involvement, and this park has everything except the kitchen sink. In less than 4 acres, there's a soccer field, walking paths, fitness equipment, a bike path, playgrounds for children, a handball wall, pickleball, bank shot stations, tennis court, bocce, basketball, ping pong, I think I need a breath, chess and checkers, picnic shelters, barbecue areas, a restroom, a skate park, and even its own parking lot. As you now realize, we would have included the kitchen sink, but we simply ran out of room. This park is special for so many reasons. The completion of this park not only provided the fruition of a vision, but it has also provided a safe, healthy place for our community to gather. We hope you'll visit this amazing project soon. Lastly, we are excited to announce upcoming improvements to our Meadows Park in Old Town, including the addition of the city's first community garden. Plans are underway, and we'll be reaching out to you, the community, for your input, so please stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanne. I would encourage everyone to go check out Johnny Wallace Park. You're not too old, trust me. But don't get any ideas on that gopher eradication. I've already called next on having her come out to my house. Sorry, you're second of me. Well, I invite up my friend Kirsten McLaughlin, the Market Vice President of Cox. How about another round of applause for Goleta's hardworking professional staff? Peter, Charlie, Vito, Jamie, Jaime, and Joanne, thank you.
How about another quick round of applause for all of our amazing speakers today from the city of Goleta? As Bill said, my name is Kirsten McLaughlin, and I'm the Market Vice President for Cox Communications. I'm also honored to serve on the executive committee of your chamber here at Goleta Chamber. Some of you may have noticed recently that Cox debuted a new logo and brand for our company, with the tagline, Bringing Us Closer. As a society, we have never been more connected through our technology. Whether we're interacting online with a business or customer, video chatting with family or friends, or watching live events on social media. At Cox, we believe life gets better when we have real moments of human connection. And our network is powering millions of connections a day, bringing us closer to family, friends, colleagues, and customers, regardless of where they are in the world. And no one's better at bringing us closer and giving us moments of connection than our local chambers. Kristen and her team at the Goleta Chamber work tirelessly to bring us closer here in Goleta. Businesses, community, and government throughout the year. Which is why we are so proud to support the Goleta Chamber in today's State of the City luncheon. As all of you know, Cox is deeply committed to investing in the communities we serve. A critical piece of that investment is the infrastructure that powers the smart homes, businesses, and communities of today and into the future. We've been working with the city for the last year or so to get permits on a project to upgrade and expand our critical facilities right here in Goleta. And I'm excited to say that we're this close with Peter and his amazing team to kicking off a multi-million dollar investment in our network and infrastructure here on the South Coast to increase connectivity and speeds for our business and residential customers. The critical facilities really are the brains of our operations, where all your services are supported. And we're quickly outgrowing our current space at our Fairview campus. Our project includes building a brand new master telecommunications facility on our campus here in Goleta to better serve the region. This new facility will not only enable and power our network and customer needs today, but for decades to come. Before I wrap up, I'd like to introduce a couple members of our amazing Santa Barbara Cox team. We have Terry Dowdy, Tommy Ray Barnett, and Christina Slater from our Cox business team. They can wave. And the newest member of our Santa Barbara team, Benjamin Godert, who came on as our new public affairs specialist just about 3 weeks ago. And we're thrilled to have him on board, working with all of you as we continue to make Goleta Valley a wonderful place to live, work, and play. Ben. So thank you all for joining us today. As a reminder, today's program has been filmed and will be broadcast on Channel 19 and will be available on the city's website at www.cityofgoleta.org. Thank you for being here and have a wonderful afternoon.